You're listening to DottoTech, helping you get the most out of your technology wherever you use it, at home, at school, or at work. Brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. 20 years, the trusted voice of technology in Canada, Steve Dotto.
Hello and welcome to DottoTech. I'm Steve Dotto and we're glad you're joining us this fine evening. Well, it's not such a fine evening. It feels like summer has left us, Art Factora.
Technically, summer should have left a few weeks ago.
I have an issue today, Art.
And what's that?
It's our App Wednesday show. We're going to be talking apps. But I was sitting here in this studio 10 minutes before the show started, and you were piping through the feed. And I'm not sure I can do a show on a station where they play Terry Jack's Seasons in the Sun. I'm just saying I got an issue with
it. It's a classic. The guy lives in Vancouver.
It's maybe the worst song ever written.
Wow.
I'm having a real issue. I'm not sure I can go ahead. You got to talk me off this ledge.
You realize you're just making me now use Seasons in the Sun as intro and extra music for every segment.
You do that, and you'll be doing the garage sale show in Lloydminster, Saskatchewan, faster than you can...
Would you rather another classic by the Jacks, like Muskrat Love? Didn't they do Muskrat
Love? That
would be
anything, almost any song.
Oh, sorry.
Captain Antony. Okay. That voice, David Hathaway. It is App Wednesday. We've got an incredible lineup for you for App Wednesday. Of course, we have Art Factora. We have David Hathaway. We have John Beeler. And we have Joe Wozni. Joe is the CEO of Concentric. They are a happening online company that helps businesses establish their online identity. It's your first time with us, Joe. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
We do appreciate you being here. And you've been a long-time Vancouver tech guy. Going back to days at Multi-Active, were you?
A long time ago, yes.
That's like that's Vancouver History 101 in technology. So it's good to have you out finally. And so you were expecting some exceptional apps.
What's a CEO doing slumming it with us? Is he the one with the nice car in the front?
You're just winning me over today, Art. So... And Megan Beaufort is also with us, but our studio is so full that we have overflow in the control room, so I'm not sure how this is all going to work. And so, Megan, if you have something, you have to wave wildly if you want to jump in on anything today. She's plugging her ears now. Okay, Art, so the rules today. It's App Wednesday, which means it's all apps all day long, pretty much, and we're going to talk. You can call us if you have an app that you want us to share. It's 604-280-0650 is the phone number if you want to. Or you can tweet us. You can send us a tweet at DottoTech will work. Did I mention John? Did I mention that you were on the show? Did I introduce you?
You did.
Oh, yeah. Good. If you want to send a tweet to any of your favorite people that you're following here on the show.
We already got one.
Apps. You already got one? What, yep. What came in?
The GoPro app.
Okay. John, let's begin with an app that has been presented to us by
my good friend Amber.
Okay.
GoPro has a number of little add-ons you can get.
Okay.
And GoPro is a
back up the bus. That's it.
Sports action camera. You typically see people skiing or snowboarding or hang gliding or whatever, and they have a little tiny camera attached to their helmet or to their arm or to their leg or their surfboard or whatever. And GoPro recently came out with something called the Wi-Fi back, and it basically lets you stream the signal from the camera to over a Wi-Fi signal that it creates. And they just released yesterday a new app for your iPhone device, and I think it's coming for Android, that lets you actually use your smartphone as the viewfinder for the camera. So it lets you make sure everything's working. You can use it as a remote control for it, and a few other little things. Sort of, it moves the little tiny display on these cameras. These cameras are pretty small, and it's a little tiny LCD LCD display,
mm-hmm.
and it puts it on your smartphone with, you know, you don't have to use codes. It's all the full English words of what the modes you're in. And so
you use your iPhone then or your iPad as a controller for the GoPro. And this was, apparently, Joe, you use the GoPro a lot. You said this was a really big issue in the GoPro community.
I'd say that it made it quite inconvenient for some people. Someone like me with my old eyes had a tough time telling what actual function I had working on my GoPro. Because
it's a tiny little display and a tiny little icon, and some of the icons look kind of like the other icons.
Oh, it's, it, it confused me to no end. Every single time I went to do it, it was like,
That's David Hathaway, who, and Dave kept trying to attach his GoPro to kites, right? You wanted to use them.
I've done that before, yeah.
And it's, yeah.
So you just need a lot of wind because they added a fair amount of weight to the kite.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But, so what's the name of this app?
It's the GoPro app.
It's the GoPro app. So you can get that
for
anybody that's got a GoPro. But you need, in addition to your GoPro, you need the Wi-Fi back.
And you do need to update their firmware on all the things that you're attaching to your GoPro.
Will that dramatically affect the battery life? Does the GoPro have good battery life?
No. Well, it has okay battery life. It depends on what you're doing. Certainly, using it to stream the video signal to your phone is going to decrease the battery life. So I think it averages about 2 hours on a charge without anything attached to it. So I would expect at least probably a 20 to 30% drop in that.
I can't remember the name of the application. Megan, you can start searching for this for me because Megan is our finder extraordinaire.
There's an R&D.
There's an app for the iPhone which allows you to basically use the iPhone as a switcher. I can look it up later if I have a few seconds and I'm not controlling this circus. But it allows you to stream to an iPad or to a computer the video output from four iPhones at a time. And it's a switcher that allows you to switch back and forth between. Have you heard of this app?
I have heard of it.
I'm trying to remember the name of the app.
Can't think
it is so cool.
Yeah.
I just love it. And I can't remember the name. I know I've contacted the company because anyways, we'll find that one for you, but we'll get that one out for you. So you can set it up like in a theater. You could have four people watching your kid's concert. And as long as you got, you can be sitting there in the middle, switching back and forth and making a movie by switching the cameras like a live switch, like in a television remote. It's just, that's a cool app. That is a cool app. And I can't remember the name of it. That's terrible. Joe, it's your first day with us doing App Wednesday. What's your first app you're going to tell us about?
I'd say my first app is Waze.
Waze.
Oh, I had that one down, too.
Oops, sorry.
Dave Hathaway's got that one down because I'm anticipating being in iOS 6. Dave has a brand new iPhone, which he's liking, but I don't think you're liking the maps, are you, Dave?
You know, I haven't even really looked at the maps beyond just simply chuckling at a couple of the things going, oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Joe, Waze, what is it?
Waze is really helping people on their commute. You can check out and people can report on where there's a traffic block, what's a better route to take, if stop signs or signals are not working, where there's a police road trap, on and on.
It's in real time,
a social sharing, real time road information. It's particularly in the States where it's been used. It's got quite a few members of its community.
Does it access the traffic cameras that are set up around the roads?
I honestly don't know if it does.
Okay.
Yeah.
But even if you're on an older version of the iPhone or if you're on an Android system, this is a good alternate to the different mapping applications.
One thing to be aware of with Google Maps is, at least in Canada, all of the traffic information is anecdotal. It's basically historical data of this is the zone that is normally busy or slow.
Yeah.
It's not real-time data because we don't have any mechanisms for capturing that data.
Mm-hmm.
So something like Waze sort of adds that real-time aspect.
So how is it giving you reports on the traffic? Do you have to actually become a member, like be a good member of the community and post there's an accident at 41st and Granville?
No, you just have to join the Waze application.
And then is it following how fast your car is moving along?
It automatically follows that. It tells you where traffic jams are and allows you to share information. I've just saw something on Westminster Highway. There's a traffic lineup of, 30 cars. So
Waze. And now is a good time because everybody hates Apple's Maps. Pretty much the whole world hates Apple's Maps. We don't hate the iPhone 5.
Did you hear what happened today?
No.
Apparently there was in Taiwan, there's a secret military base that the Apple Maps exposed.
Yes. Ooh. Yeah, okay. Well, this was the thing that Google was working in the Google satellite view. All of the sensitive places like Roswell and all these different places were blurred because Google was respecting the companies or the countries' requests to have these sensitive military areas or sensitive areas not shown in Google Maps. But Apple bought their satellite data, if I'm not mistaken, from drawing a blank, but whoever they bought it from didn't
Tom-Tom.
Do that. TomTom. It was yeah. TomTom. Thank you. And so it's all being shown, and it's causing quite a fear. And Apple's going, well, it's not our fault. It's not our problem. So this map thing's not going to go away anytime soon. But Waze, it's probably a boost for Waze, because now that people are thinking about their maps and thinking about, I used Apple's turn-by-turn instructions for the first time this weekend in the iOS 6 maps, and it was not a good experience. First of all, the turn-by-turn instructions, unlike the ones that you'd have plugged into your car, I had to keep interacting with the screen and the screen going to sleep and stuff, as opposed to having a GPS in the car. It wasn't convenient from that point. Secondly, the route it took was ridiculous. It took me 45 minutes to go a distance I should have taken me a half an hour to go.
Was that why you called me from Thailand?
Yes. Yes.
I knew there was some reason.
I got you some shirts, though, so you should
excellent.
Be happy. Hey, Art, you've been preparing all month. You've been saying, you've been talking smack.
No, I was bragging last month. This month, I've downloaded a few, not super impressive, that keep the expectations low, and perhaps maybe you'll be impressed. I'll start with a game, because I haven't downloaded games in months, and the game I downloaded is NFL Kicker 13. It's kind of the same as the big one with the roll up paper into a garbage. Same idea. You just swipe your finger. But it's keep me entertained for about 3 weeks now.
So is it like kicking the triangular thing that we
No, no,
used
no.
To
it's
do?
It's like a football field, and you kick it through the uprights, and it takes a bit of. They also separate the uprights into little categories, so you get extra points for if you get it into the gold slot. It's a time killer. I'm not here to change the world, everybody. I'm just here to help you and get entertained and get the most out of your iPhone.
See, you've done a good job with that.
Thank you. People will be downloading NFL. They're going to see a spike, guaranteed. I paid 99 cents for it.
Oh, it's not even free?
It is. You'll pay. If I let you play this, you'd pay $2 for it. That's how fun it is.
I don't.
NFL Kicker 13. I'm just saying.
Hathaway, what do you got?
Well, I was going to go on and on and on about Waze, because I hadn't heard about it initially, and then a friend of mine had it in his car, and he says, this is absolutely fantastic, and I'm like, what? Because I'm one of those people who actually bought, a $50 GPS app for my phone. I did this a long time ago.
Yeah, you Navigon. Have always been, like, big on your GPS app,
yeah.
Which was called?
Navigon.
Navigon.
Yeah. But I was irritated with, because every time you do an iOS update, you have to re-download the maps. Mm. And three times now, I've been caught needing to go somewhere down the States and have no maps.
You forgot your maps because you forgot to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've just downloaded Waze because you've upgraded to the iPhone 5.
Right.
Okay. And so you've been using it for how long?
It's 2 weeks now.
And yeah, so you love
about
it.
Two, oh, yeah.
But it doesn't count. You're not getting any points now for having brought that forward because Joe beat you.
No.
Was that the only app you came in with?
No, I have follow-up on one. We talked last time about the Google Authenticator and mm-hmm. two-factor authentication and how wonderful and secure it is.
Mm-hmm.
What a pain in the ass to set up. my God.
Ron Radio Hathaway.
Oh, you're sorry.
Jeez.
I've managed to completely confuse my calendars. I've made a mess of it. It's the type of thing that I'm going to have to sort of
So
take
you
it all
originally
out and put
thought
it back
Google
in.
Authenticator was the bee's knees, and now you think it's the bee's took us.
Yeah,
okay.
That'd be a good word for it.
So it's off your recommended list.
Yeah, it's definitely. I mean, it's doable, but it's such a nightmare to go through and set up all the apps because you have to generate separate apps, app-specific passwords, and you have to generate those passwords for every single device you use it on.
Well, aren't you a one password guy though? You use one password.
Yeah, but the authenticator doesn't work with that.
Okay.
You know, it's supplying its own application-specific password.
Okay.
I like for the calendars, and it just became a nightmare.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. John?
Well, staying on the car theme, I actually have, it's an app and a piece of hardware.
Yes.
So every car since, I think, about 1992 has had something. It's a port on your car. It's called an OBD2 port. It's usually around the fuse box, just below the steering wheel, and it's what your dealership would use to plug in a computer to diagnose
the diagnostics port. Yeah.
Any kind of problems. And I actually found that there's an interface you can buy, and they come in different flavors. There's a cable that you can buy. There's also I particularly was fond of the $10 on eBay Bluetooth interface. And there's also a Wi-Fi one, which actually you need if you're going to use it with an iPhone scenario. And what it does is it gives you the ability to interface with your car from your mobile device. And so if you get a check engine light, I literally had a new car for about a week. And the first day I got the car, I got a check engine light. I'm like, this is a brand new car. How could it? It turns out, after going to the dealer and get them to do all this stuff and spending about, you know, 3 or 4 hours of my time, it was because I didn't tighten the gas cap enough. And so there was some back pressure issue. And so it was just a minor little thing, but I just got a check engine light. Well, what does that mean?
Yeah. Right?
So with this little $10 interface and an app, the app actually costs, I think, about $5. The one I am particularly fond of is called Torque. It's on Android. It's not on iOS.
That's okay. We're platform agnostic.
Yes, and there's lots of them. There's a bunch of free ones too. But the nice thing about Torque is it gives you the ability to clear and decipher these codes for the check engine light. It also gives you the ability to do a bunch of different diagnostic things with your car. So it can actually tell you what your fuel economy is. You can put in what the current rate for gas is, and it tells you how much you're spending per kilometer and does all the math for you and has these neat little gauges and all that.
Does it reset the buttons for you? Like, are you able to turn off the check engine light?
Well, I haven't had a check engine light but according to the software, it does. Yeah,
because that's all I do is I just go in and turn everything off.
Yeah, as long as you're aware that it's not something that's bad, and you know, you can at least tell the dealer when you take the car in for servicing or whatever. But I just thought it was really cool, and you know, I was surprised
for how $10.
Yeah.
A $15 total investment. That's crazy.
Yeah, and like I said, there's a lot of different options that you can get that plug into this port interface with your smartphone or your iPad or whatever.
Perfect. So. That's a good one. I like that. Yeah. I'm going to throw out the phone number. It's 604-280-0650 if you have an app that you want to share with us, or you can send us a tweet. At Dottotech is the place to send the tweet. We are going to take a break right now, right, Art? We're going to take a break, return with more Dottotech in just a moment.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
Hi, it's Ron from Acornwood Floors. Recently, I've realized that one of the phrases I use most often is, yes, we do that. A new installation of a site-finished floor with a border? Yep, we do that. A small patch job in the middle of a recently renovated older home? We do that too. How about an add-on to an existing floor that looks almost seamless? Well, if you've been told that your job is too intricate, too small, or even not possible, come visit us in Delta at the corner of 96th Avenue and Scott Road, or see us online at acornwoodfloors.ca.
You're listening to Dottotech, brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
Welcome back to Dottotech. It is App Wednesday, the day that we talk about all things app. And pretty much, Megan, did you want to give us an app? Or no, she's saying no. That's fine. I like to ask, did you find that app for me yet that I asked you to search for? She hasn't found it yet. I don't know why she's here today, but it's okay. We do appreciate her being here. I had a good app, and I'm just looking for the app that I liked. Oh, I know what it's called. It's called Expensify. Now, Expensify is an app that you install on your iPhone or your Android phone, I believe. And you take a picture of your receipt, and if you're out, say, having dinner, and you bought Steve dinner, you take a picture of the receipt, and then you click print on the app, and it takes that app, and it uploads it to the cloud, where they do a whole bunch of magic to it, and convert it into a spreadsheet for you, or basically convert it, break out the details of your expenses. And it's free. That's the thing that's killer. It's free, and they send it to you as a spreadsheet. Now, if you have a company and you have a certain way you want your expense report formatted, they will do it for you in that form, and then it costs $5 per seat. So that's their business models. They're looking for companies. Because one of the biggest challenges every single person has on the planet is doing their expense report and doing it properly. And so Expensify might just be the ticket to that. And I think so far that's the best app that I've heard about today. No
wow. What a guy.
I think I'm pretty fair. When I compare them, but Expensify.
I think Castro thought he was fair too. Just saying. Anyone? Okay. Moving on.
Moving along. Okay. Joe, what else you got for me?
Well, this one kind of takes us out of the techie round in a bit. And you know, sometimes when you're looking at all these apps, you get hungry.
Yes.
And one of the ones I liked, now I have to have a prerequisite that the cookies here are definitely not as good as my lovely wife's. But if you look at soft and chewy is a really cool application to make chocolate chip cookies. It's got sliders. You can adjust how chewy you want your cookies, how soft you want your cookies, how thin or thick. You can adjust the number it makes and what it pops out as a recipe for you.
Oh, just chocolate chip cookies.
Just chocolate chip cookies. So it's I like it because it's a single focused, simple app with a couple of sliders, and it's kind of fun. It's just it's really interesting to play with.
It's making me hungry.
I think we found our new number one.
Soft and chewy.
It's a great name too.
Yeah, it is a great name.
And it's made by Cookulous.
Cookulous. Who thinks of doing a chocolate chip cookie app? I mean, really, how does that begin? How does that, you know, what's the genesis of that app?
A deep love of chocolate chip cookies?
I think an evening with a bottle of tequila is the start of those sorts of apps.
An argument over what types of cookies you like best.
It sort of all begins that way. That is very cool. Okay,
and it's got metric weights, U.S. weights, U.S. volumes. So it's made out of the U.K. and they've definitely North Americanized as well.
Does it allow for the inclusion of walnuts? Like, so you can do that type of chocolate chip cookie?
I think it's peanut free.
It's a nut free? Okay, well, I've stumped Joe. Art, are you going to come up with something better than the kicker?
Well, I think I told you about it last month. Well, I think we discussed, I did download Skyview. I don't want to talk about it because we already know how awesome it is, and I still use it.
What is Skyview?
I
don't remember.
Skyview is an app where you download it, and you put it up towards the sky, and you can see constellations.
Oh, yes, yes.
But I will tell you that I'm a big fan of my Groupon app. I downloaded that this month. And every morning I am delighted with burger coupons.
Manicures.
Manicures. My fingers haven't been as soft.
You've been doing some manscaping?
Well, I had a deal. That's what I'm doing. That's the best part.
That is the best part. Groupon. You know, I've got to hand it to Groupon. I thought that they were a one-trick pony, and I was really concerned about the future of Groupon. But I've noticed, this is a complete aside, or I was reading today, that Groupon has released a iPad restaurant point-of-sale app, which is basically taking the iPads and making them much more efficient in small restaurant situations. And I think it's tying in with their whole couponing system and stuff like that. But Groupon is, they're not just coupons anymore, because there's so many of these social coupons that are out there. It can be a little bit frustrating, but that's I think it's pretty good. Megan sent me a text. Fly Bench Lite would have been my non-geek app choice. But what is it? Is it, you're just telling us what it is? Do you know what it is?
It's fly fishing, Steve.
Really?
Oh, great. And right the up. Show's over.
He's
oh, you know job. What it looks like? Fly Bench. Yes, it's showing recipes for flying ties, tying flies. That's a good choice, Megan. Very well played, ma'am. Well played. Who are we up to? Dave, is it your turn?
Yeah, I think it is my turn. There was a game. I mean, I've gone game crazy over the last while just because it's like, oh, I got
are you
going to
get
screen.
NFL Kicker 13?
No. Okay. 99 cents, I don't think so.
I know.
As a free app.
It's a free app. I'd be all over that. I'd use up the space.
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
Okay.
But there was an arcade game in like probably the early 80s called Zaxxon.
Mm. Oh, yes.
I plugged quarter after quarter after quarter, rolls of
really?
Quarters.
You used to play video games?
Well,
Dave,
I used
never
to work
guessed.
At a place and in Richmond, and there was a video arcade right beside it. So I would get off work, and I'd just go play video games and play pinball for an hour or two.
Okay.
And Zaxxon, I don't know how many quarters I lost into it. Mm-hmm. But now, they now have an iPhone app.
And so does it harken you back? Does it make
oh,
you
Oh, yeah. It's very definitely the exact same type of vibe as it's always been.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And Plants vs. Zombies has reappeared on my phone.
Okay, and has your productivity gone down as a result? Is this because you've got the iPhone 5 now and you've got the bigger screen? That
well,
you're doing this?
One of the things as you're going for app updates, all of a sudden you're seeing all these updates for apps that have gone to the bigger screen.
Mm-hmm.
So you go, oh, well, maybe it'll be a little different to play, and it's not, but it just fills out the screen nicer.
Okay.
So I took a look at a couple of them and went, oh, yeah, that was a really fun game, and then 2 hours later...
I
plant some zombie again.
Don't play any games on my iPhone. I do play games on my iPad, but I don't really play any games on my iPhone. And I think it's because I'm at the age where I can't see the screen all that well. I think that's probably
that'd be a good reason. Yeah,
it's just it's harder. You were complaining about eyesight earlier, Joe, and and that's the thing about the 3.7 or 3.6 inch screen or whatever the iPhone is. It's just a little small. The iPad
difficulty
is much better. John Beeler, you're busy texting away. Are you still with us?
No, I'm looking at the app I'm going to talk about. So who's got an idea for a Halloween costume?
I go as a pirate every year because a pirate costume is more about what you say, arr, than anything else, and it's easy to do.
Do you staple a parrot to your shoulder, too?
No, I don't even bother with that. I just usually just have the bandana and the eye patch.
Oh, okay.
And then I go with jeans and a black T-shirt.
Nice. Well, last year, a guy had an idea. He took two iPads, and he strapped one to his chest and one to his back.
And he was a pirate.
No. He did a FaceTime conversation between the two iPads. So the cameras were shooting in such a way that it looked like he had a gaping chest wound. You could just see right through him. And it was very clever, and he got a lot of media and stuff like that. So this year...
That is clever.
It's very clever. So this year, he realizes that not everyone has two iPads just kicking around that they're going to strap to themselves and go out and get drunk, on Halloween night.
Yeah.
So he has this really cool app. It's called Digital Duds with a Z. And it's a free app. And basically, he's created a bunch of little animations that you can put on your phone or your tablet. And what it does is it gives you the effect of having a gaping flesh wound, having crazy eyes. If you have imagine you had a Big Bird T-shirt. Speaking of the debate recently, you could actually put the googly eyes in Big Bird by just duct taping your iPhone on the inside of your shirt and cutting a hole where his eyes are. And he's got a little animation for a little googly eye that moves around. And you could just tap it to make it do some animations and stuff like that. So it's a really neat, clever thing. So you can just cut up a T-shirt or whatever, duct tape your phone to yourself, cut a hole in your shirt, and you've got some cool... There's some pretty gory animations, too, beating heart and maggots and stuff.
So you can have it for iPhone, iPad. I probably would work really well with an iPod Touch, too.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because it's smaller and it'll last a little bit longer.
Yeah, and there's all kinds of neat animations that they have. There's tons of them, and there's a few, in-app purchases for some of them, the fancier ones, but there's a whole bunch that are free.
And there's also some accoutrement. You can buy special T-shirts with the pockets already sewn into them.
That's stuff, right. He's actually selling them right on the thing, and I don't know if you can get them locally or get it in time for
Halloween. Yeah, you have to do it pretty quick. But that's pretty cool.
It's very clever.
Does he have a pirate outfit?
It's a lot of zombies and...
Yeah, I think...
There is a pirate.
Is it like a parrot on your shoulder?
It's Grunt the Pirate.
And what does Grunt the Pirate do?
I don't know.
This is making for great radio, eh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, he's playing with it on his
It's just a bloodshot eye kind of
bloodshot
thing.
Eye? Yeah. It's not that good.
It's not as good as this.
Well, I often get criticized for being a part. What do you dress up as? Do you dress up for Halloween show?
Every year. I'm not sure this year. We're still in the planning of it. But
Oh, you actually go out? You do whole hog?
I have a friend who hosts a Halloween party every year, and we religiously go to that for a number of years.
Okay.
Lots of fun.
So you're going to check out Digital Duds? It's not a bad idea.
I think
strapping
I will.
Strapping your iPad to your chest and having a beating heart. Yeah, John's just called up the beating heart animation, which is pretty cool. Do you like that art?
I do.
It's free, too.
It's free, yeah.
Yeah.
I would probably pay about 99 cents for that if I needed to.
Maybe what you should do is you should go with an NFL fake field tape to your chest and let people swipe it and try and get through the field.
Maybe they could pay 99 cents to play.
And I could make my money back. See, you guys are already coming up with ideas and making me
there
rich.
There you go. Yeah, a little coin machine. Should we take a break now and then come back?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. We're going to take a quick break. Return with more of Dottotech in just a few seconds.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Whether you want something custom for business,
I need an ultra-fast computer with loads of memory and a high-resolution screen,
or something portable for school,
I just need a reliable computer for late-night cram sessions.
The computer pros at London Drugs will help you get what you need. From desktops and laptops to tablets and accessories, we have all the best brands. And if you find a lower price advertised in print, we'll match it. So come by the computer department at London Drugs today.
Do you have a comment or question for Dottotech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. Dottotech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
Dave Hathaway was pounding away on Google, and he discovered the name of the app that allows you to switch between multiple iPhones as cameras, and it is
Collabracam.
That's the one, Collabracam, and it's like $4.95 per
Yeah, device. $599. Yeah. It looks like it will tie into Final Cut Pro to some degree. Well, oh no, it says yes, it would, but at the moment it doesn't.
we He's will honest. At some point in the future. We yeah. will at some point
but,
in the future.
But I mean, it looks like a great app.
It is a great app. It's one of my favorites. It's I just think it's such a creative application. And it's really kind of my turn right now, and I'm going to make an admission. I've started. Don't laugh. I'm doing Couch to 5K. I'm trying it. The running
app. Oh, good man.
I hate it. I'm terrible. I you know the thing is I'm not. I feel like Gimli the dwarf in
Lord of the
Rings. Because there's a line where he says he's running cross country when they're chasing the orcs, and he goes, "Yeah, dwarves aren't built for this cross country stuff. We're natural sprinters, very dangerous over short distances." That's the way I feel about myself. I'm just not built for this. But I walk my dog every day, and I need some more fitness. So I'm doing the Couch to 5K, and I think it costs like $1 or $2 or something like that. But it's a good program. It does work quite well. It allows you to feed all of your music or your through while you're doing it, and the voice isn't too irritating when it's telling me to jog and then to walk. And they don't just tell you to walk; they say brisk walk, so you can't just kind of lollygag along. But I'm 3 weeks into it now, and I've been doing it pretty well. And I'm not getting any thinner though, so I'm not sure that's the point. But it's these sort of fitness apps are a really tremendous, genre on the iPhone or iPad or.
Does that Android. One Megan was it Run Zombie?
Yeah, she's
yeah.
Speaking
there's one called
that,
Run yes. Zombie.
Zombies
and
run.
Basically, yeah, Zombie Run. And basically it. I think we actually talked about it briefly, didn't
no,
we?
No, never.
No, it creates this fake scenario that you're being chased by zombies and you're listening to it on headphones and you're saying, you know, there's zombies coming up right behind you, so you have to walk faster, and it tells you to turn and
really
and do other stuff. Yeah, it's fascinating. You probably get a kick out of it.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, no,
Zombie Run is a bit strange. But, John, you are...
I have a tie-in to sort of the fitness thing. And again, I brought some hardware to go with my app. I was recently in Portland, and I picked up at the Nike store the Nike Fuel Band.
Okay.
And basically what it is, it's a really fancy pedometer. But it has Bluetooth, a USB port, a really cool-looking display, and it pairs with your phone. And what it does is it tracks your movements on a daily basis. And I kind of thought I was fairly active, at least try to move around a little bit. Never had any idea of how active I moved. Few people have pedometers. People forget them. This you wear like a watch.
Yeah, it's a nice looking black strap.
It's integrated. The battery lasts for about a week before you need to even think about it.
And is it a separate battery? Does it charge when you plug it into USB?
You can plug it into your laptop, or it comes with a little cable. You can plug it into the wall. And the great thing is it's always on my wrist.
Okay.
And it has a little LED indicator that tells you how you've progressed so far. And you can do things like... you get fuel points, which basically are Nike's little math equation for taking a look at the calories that you've burned, the steps that you've taken, and the type of activities you've done. Because it's a smart accelerometer, and so you get assigned a daily goal.
Yeah.
So it starts off with 2,000 as your goal on a daily basis.
Is that 2,000 calories?
No, it's 2,000 points.
Okay.
Okay? And then basically, as you move, there's a little LED indicator that grows throughout the course of the day. And then when you reach your goal, it has little animations on the watch itself. Mm. But the great thing is that it also keeps track of your steps. And, you know, if you go for a long walk, well, how far did I walk? You can find out. And it's got Bluetooth, so you just press and hold it. And it basically goes to a sync mode. And if I launch the app for it, it will find it and then gives me a little bit more analytics about how far I've walked, the type of activity. It even breaks it down by hour. So I can see, well, around lunchtime, I'm slowing down because I'm sitting and eating. And then, you know, I get active again.
A couple of questions. First of all, is it a watch as well?
Yes.
Because it should be.
Yes.
It's a watch, so it tells you the time.
Calories, steps.
Time. Okay.
And the fuel points.
And the fuel points. Now, and it's a funky looking watch. I like that.
It's very Back to the Future-ish.
How much did it cost?
Too much.
Okay.
It's $150.
Holy jumping.
Yes.
It should be like 79.
Yes. And there is another similar device called a Fitbit, which is about $79. And it's a small little thing that you clip on your belt or your shirt or whatever. But the problem is I know three people that have them, and I asked them about it, and none of them had it on them.
Now, is the Fuel Band one size fits all?
No. It comes in different sizes. And
so
there's
you've
actually,
got a small or medium?
That's a medium large, and there's medium little large. Different inserts you can get for it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I need it a little bit bigger because I got thick wrists.
Yeah.
I'm thick. Now, and the other thing is, this is the most important question. You've had it for how long?
2-3 weeks.
Has it changed?
Yes.
Because has it changed your activity habits because you're trying to increase?
Yes.
So I've already walk up the stairs instead of taking the elevator?
Well, some people are junkies with analytics. They want to know how many hits they got with, you know, Google and stuff like that. I'm becoming a junkie about how many steps I've done in a day and how many fuel points I've gotten. And I actually just recently increased my daily goal. Mm-hmm. And it tells you, and you get these little trinkety type of awards, and you get a little push notifications on your phone saying, hey, congratulations, this is your best day ever. Yeah. You know, or this is your best week so far and all this type of stuff.
Are you cheating? Are you taking little Poirot type steps, tiny little mincing steps so you take more steps?
It's on your arm. So if if you don't move your arm at all, then you're not going to get points.
It doesn't know. Okay.
So I mean, it's not perfect for that because it can't tell what you're doing. It just knows it's moving. Like I'm moving my hands around right now, and I'm getting points for that, right? But it also can tell if you're doing vigorous activity, running and that type of thing. But if you're riding a bike, of course, you're not really getting points because your arms aren't really moving.
Okay, so it's not a GPS. It's looking. It's an accelerometer.
It's really accelerometer. It's a. They call it a sport-tuned accelerometer.
That's a fascinating.
It's water resistant too, so you can wear it in the shower. You can't swim with it because I don't think it's sealed. But I've showered with it on, no problem.
Okay.
And actually, that was kind of interesting. Just my getting up out of bed, getting in the shower, shaving, and getting dressed is about an eighth of my daily goal. Just that activity alone, I get to measure everything I'm doing now with this thing, which is kind of cool. And like, I had no idea, you know.
So if you have 8 naps in a day and get up each time, you'd actually hit your goal.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. That's
I think if an eighth of your goal is just by shaving and getting out of bed,
you've got low
I think
goals.
Your goal is pretty low, sir.
Well, low. The
He's
goal,
a very vigorous
or you've
shaver.
Got a gigantic house and your bathroom is on the other side.
The goal is. The daily default goal for the average person, as they say, is about 2,000 points.
Okay.
That's not exercising. That's just going to work coming home, right?
Nike is an interesting company. We've never really talked about Nike on this show, but I guess this all began with their Nike Fit, their little insert that went into
Nike
their
Plus.
Shoes. Nike Plus. That first talked to an iPod
and would
help runners out. But they're a company which, in a couple of years from now, they don't want to be seen as a shoe company anymore, do they? They want to be seen as a fitness or you were mentioning something before.
I was reading something the other day where they want to have every one of their products, they want to have some form of utility value that you would actually look at their product and think of it as an alternate use to what generally it would be for yourself.
Yeah. The other nice thing about this watch in the app itself is that I can share my scores with my Facebook friends. And it actually knew all my friends that had signed up for Nike Plus when I logged in. And so we can use that as motivation for each other too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's the thing is, I mean, I used to work out regularly with a friend and then he moved away and so I stopped. Right. But having that friend there that's not always like a virtual friend to help you motivate you and it's like, you know, it turns it into almost a video game.
I was liking this a lot more when I didn't know it was $150.
Yes,
that's it's a pretty cool looking watch, but I'm not sure it's $150. How much was is the other one that you were mentioning?
The Fitbit you can get for I've seen it as cheap as $79.
And Dave, you were nodding your head vigorously with the
Well,
Fitbit.
No, I've wanted. Yeah, well, I know Megan's talked to me about the Fitbit a lot. I'm totally sold on the Nike one.
Yeah,
but you can't get them in Canada yet, anyway. So.
Yeah, I heard this month.
Okay.
So
this month,
they launched earlier this year in the States, but it is coming.
One of the guys I work with has one, and he absolutely adores the thing.
Well, it's a cool looking watch. Yeah. I mean, I love the LEDs.
I've spent $100 just for a cool looking watch before, and I know lots of people have spent a lot more than just for a watch. This does more, in my opinion, and it's not as obtrusive as a watch. It's because it's a thin band. You can't see this on radio, but it's just a thin little band. It looks like almost like one of those Lance Armstrong bands.
Yeah.
It's a little bit thicker than that. And it's very durable. So
Well, there you go. And that's it. That's the Nike Fuel Band.
Yes.
Very cool. Very cool. Joe, what's next?
Well, you mentioned in the beginning of your show summer was over.
Yes.
It's very disappointing. I've been testing this application probably for at least a year and a half before I recommended it to anyone.
Okay.
And it's called Mosquito.
Okay, you go with it. You tell me about it. I'm looking something up.
Mosquito is a very interesting application. It's really simple. It's got one button. Push the button on or leave it off. And when you sit it down at a table, for an example, and you're outdoors, the bugs just go away. And I've experienced it when I turn it off, the bugs come back again. I went to Northern Ontario this summer, was sitting on a beach in the evening, which could be a pretty buggy experience. I turned Mosquito on, the bugs went away. I turned Mosquito off, the bugs would come back. I've tested it down south, so I'm comfortable with saying Mosquito is just a great app.
How do you spell it? Because
you don't
we
like
had
bugs.
One of these.
Steve's downloading this right this
no,
second.
No, no, no. Well, were you up in the Caribou with us? When I was, I found one that I turned on, and all of the younger people in the family saying, would you turn that off? Yeah, Megan's saying, she remembers, because everybody was up at our property in the Caribou, which this year we have property up near Hunter Mile House, and it was a bug-infested year. There was thousands and thousands of mosquitoes, and they were voracious. And so I tried to turn this app on, and I'm going to look up the name of mine, but it irritated everybody, and it didn't seem to affect the mosquito.
Well, it is a tone generator, and if you look at any tone generators like LifeGrid or the other, which works anywhere from 10 hertz to, 15,000 kilohertz, it could produce some anxiety, possibly, but I haven't noticed it around
well,
any of the young people that were around.
They could audibly hear it. It didn't cause anxiety. I do enough of that on my own. Yeah. But they could actually hear it, certain people in the family. And some of the people that weren't that young in the family, but I couldn't hear it. And so I would just turn it on randomly.
That's what they have outside the 7-Elevens now, isn't it? That tone?
Oh, to irritate
to get rid of the
children.
The kids that are hanging out.
Yeah, they it's bothering them. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So how do you spell Mosquito?
Mosquito. It's a great app. It's free, and it's simple, one button, and I've left it on for a couple hours. It hasn't worn the battery out of my phone at all, so it must run on very, very low battery requirements.
That's pretty cool.
That's
Mosquito.
Very cool.
Well, I'm going to give it a try again, but it's not going to be until next year, unfortunately. Well, they're a springtime bug anyways. Art, do you have anything else, or do you want me to just bypass you because you've basically shot your bolt?
No, I just downloaded an app earlier today, and I went through, because I knew it was App Wednesday, wanted to see what Apple was suggesting for us, and I played with it for a minute, and cartoons. So it's a pretty basic app. It I always have an issue with my music, and I just started walking recently if we're going on the health kick. Cartoons is great because it's like a one-touch to swipe through. Like if you're running, you're jogging, or you're driving and you're at a stoplight and you've got your music connected to your phone, you can instead of going into the app that Apple provides with your music, it's just a swipe up, down, left, right to increase the music, to fast forward through songs. Just a lot easier than...
So do you act... So it's from the locked screen that it works? Is that what you're saying to me?
Just the open screen. No, not locked.
Okay. Because, the Apple iOS 6, if you have any audio playing at all, and you just hit the home button twice, it brings up the audio player and allows you to control the audio. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
You don't really need an app for it.
I knew that.
Well, this one was free, so I didn't lose any money.
So this is also included in your iPhone.
The Apple was telling me to download it. Don't blame me.
Okay. You know what my favorite feature of iOS 6 is? Is when you receive a phone call, the little message center that appears on the right-hand side of the bottom of your screen where you can send a text message back to people right away if you don't want to talk to them, I think that's the best single thing in iOS 6.
Unless you call Steve.
What do you mean?
Because you just get text messages every time you try to call Steve.
Oh, yeah. If you're calling me, you get a text message back because I don't... But no, it's a polite way of getting back to people and letting them know that you're in a meeting or you don't want to talk to them right now.
I think I program and basically say, I'm driving, I'll...
You can program three slots in it. Yes. Yeah. I went into a long apology. I'm very sorry, but I can't get back to you right now. But I'll get back to you as soon as I have some time. And it's a long text message going back. So that's
a good idea. I didn't set that up on mine yet.
It's good. It's a good thing to have. Dave, you're up next. Or were you ready?
No. I was ready. No, I was thinking about something.
Because you always
else.
Look like you're not ready when I ask you.
That's my perpetual look.
Okay.
One called Fixya.
Fixya.
Fixya. And it's another one of those apps. There was one that we talked about that was similar to it. But it's basically, how do I do this?
Okay.
And you go through, and they've got a huge long list of stuff that you can look at. You know, different applications. How can I fix something on my dishwasher? Plus, you can record short little videos to simply ask, you know, the general population of Fixya how to do something.
I've got an issue here.
Yeah,
I've got this issue. I've got to change a sink out in my house this weekend.
Right. So then people will go, and you can either find a video that's going to show you how to do it, or someone may contribute a video that will show you how to do
it. Good, because I was going to take pictures before I went into the plumbing shop because I feel like an idiot. I don't know what the thing is called.
At
the bottom of your drain, if you go underneath the sink, where your plumbing screws into the drain, that thing just sheared off.
Smartphones have revolutionized going to the plumbing store
with
an unknown part that you can't remove.
This is what I'm looking for.
I don't think you can replace the whole drain assembly in a sink. So I think I have to replace the whole sink, which I'm not very happy about. But anyways, if anybody has an idea, text me or tweet me. But I don't know what that's called. What is it called where the water actually goes in just before it gets into the pipes when it's in the bottom of your sink? Just where that trap is. No, where the skimmer thing is. What do you call it?
I think it's something to do with the trap. I think that.
No, the trap is at the bottom where
it
turns back up.
Yeah, the trap is at the bottom of the U.
Okay, this is completely off base now. See, you know what it is, Art? It's the seasons in the sun. Playing that earlier before the show.
You are the first person ever to blame Terry Jacks for something negative going on in their life.
Thrown off the rhythm of this show from the get-go. I just couldn't get my head into the space. It's such a depressing song.
I just pray that he's not listening.
Well, even if he is listening, he knows it's depressing, and his goal was to depress the entire country or the world that listened to it, and he's succeeded. So he should be proud. Are you proud? He's
Sorry.
Proud.
Sorry, Terry.
John.
I've just looked up a couple of plumbing apps, you know.
Okay. Well, it's not your turn yet.
No.
All right. I have a social beer drinking app. Have you heard of Untappd?
No, but Art's going to write it down right
Untappd,
now.
Untappd, no E, because it's on the internet. And it's basically what it is. It allows you to find the beer that you're drinking right now and check in on it. And then you basically can see other beers like what you're drinking. You can have friends. It's kind of like Facebook or Foursquare, but you check in on beers instead of locations.
So it's Untappd.
Correct. And so I'm just... whatever was on my screen here, I had a Doolin's Ale from the Russell Brewing Company. It tells you the style of the beer. You can get reviews. It's kind of like Yelp for beer.
Oh, so you're checking in based on what you're consuming at that time.
That's right.
Does it have Colt 45?
I'm sure it does. Yes. It's a crowdsourced beer app, so there's all kinds of beer nerds.
So where does it post it? Does it just post to other people that are on the beer app? Like it's like a Foursquare where you have
It's
to
exactly
be...
like Foursquare, but for beer. But okay. You can also check into the... Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can also check into the establishment you're consuming that beverage in as well, and you can maybe see what else they offer and things like that.
Okay. So and is it posted on Facebook so the whole world knows?
It can. And you want to unhide or you want to hide that those people that do that, right? So it also does it on Twitter too. But
so
it's
like Steve Dotto, Cole 45 alone in his basement, something like that.
Over and over and over. Yes. But you also get different levels and badges depending on the types of beers you like and the variety of beers. I have a friend who's he likes beer, and he's like 50 or 60 different badges of all different levels of...
How many badges do you have?
I don't know. I'll have to see. Just one second.
You like beer, don't you, Dave?
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely.
Are you going to download Untappd?
It's already on my phone.
I have 17 badges. I have 60 like, distinct beers.
So, awesome. Yeah. Okay. Megan has sent me a do-it-yourself project repair sink repair how to replace kitchen sink basket strainer. It's called a basket strainer. It's so the part underneath it. That's it. Oh, we're going to take a break? Yeah, we got to take a break. I'm going to make a plumbing list up. It's App Wednesday. If you want to give us a call, give us a call. 604-280-0650. If not, we'll just keep talking apps. It's DottoTech.
DottoTech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
A home, properly furnished in a daring blend of...
It's a couch.
Look how the modern design braves the stance of tradition.
Natuzzi. Ooh, now that's a couch.
Inspiration Furniture. With such a huge selection of contemporary, modern, and stylish brands, you can find exactly what you're both looking for.
Oh, the welcoming hues of...
You got the couch. You can stop selling it.
When?
Inspiration Furniture, 1275 West 6th in Vancouver.
You're listening to Dottotech, brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
Rock and roll, I gave you all the best years of my life. All the dreamy, sunny Sundays, all the magic moonlit nights. I was so busy.
As we slowly sink into just... Well, I don't know what we're sinking into. Thanks, Art.
Thank Terry Jacks, he wrote it, maybe. Or he performed it, at least.
You know, when we had our very first meeting, you said, what music do you want me to play during the show, Steve? What did I say to you?
Said the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, this was about as far away from the Red Hot Chili Peppers as you can come, right?
Perhaps maybe the Chili Peppers were...
Inspired by Terry Jacks?
Yes.
No.
No.
No?
There's lots of... And Dave doesn't even like the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
No, I like about the first four albums.
Yeah.
And then after that, they just lost the plot.
Yeah, okay. Joe... Bring us back to some useful app, something that's going to edify us, something that's going to make us better as a race.
Well, this definitely won't make us better as a race, but this is out of Singapore, and it uses quick response codes. Quick response codes are those little wee square blocks mm-hmm. that we see sometimes in magazines or the back of books or on a
back
number
of your book.
Back of my book, as an example, in a number of different areas. And the application is called Can I Buy You a Drink?
Okay. How does it work?
So the premise when you watch the video for Can I Buy You a Drink is that you order a beer, and the beer comes with a QR code wrapper on it. You scan the QR code wrapper, enter in a message of whatever you want to have for someone on the other side of the room. You order another beer, you place the QR code wrapper on the beer, and you have them deliver it to you. So it's a way of starting conversations.
So then they scan it, and it's whatever message you've given.
Correct. And then they can add a message, and it can go back and forth.
So
and
the bar has to buy into this.
Correct. Correct.
Have you been in any bars that buy into it?
No, not yet. Not at all. But okay. I just thought it was unique enough to mention.
Yes. Can I buy you a drink? I wonder what sort of conversation. That'd be interesting. So you buy. So you're sitting down there at dinner or at the bar, and a glass of beer will appear beside you.
With
and
the
bartender
code.
Will say, this is from somebody. And then you have to be savvy enough to scan in the QR code, and then you get the secret decoder message.
And apparently in Singapore, it's the rage right now.
It sounds like fun. But it's how detailed a conversation can you have if you have to drink a beer every time you say the next line? It sounds like a beer. It sounds like a drinking game that
I don't see any downside.
No downside at all.
I was just, you know, it's funny, I was having a conversation with a theater friend, and I can't remember, I think it's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, the play, there's a lot of drinking, and they're very specific about their drinking, what they're drinking in the game, and in the play, and the play happens in real time, like it's like a two-hour consecutive thing. So the people, a cast that he knows, tried to actually drink what their characters were supposed to be drinking in a rehearsal. And they never made it through rehearsal. They couldn't get through the rehearsal because they were all just four sheets to the wind, which is, I think, kind of funny. Anyways, I don't
remember
know.
Like 20 minutes ago when we were talking about like workout apps and how things have changed in a few minutes.
It's sort of so, well, Art, do you have one more app for us?
Well, nothing to do with alcohol, no.
Why not?
That's disappointing. I'm sorry. Well, because I don't want to be considered.
It's
one
the beer
of
theme now. So what is it?
Well, I did download an app called Wynetta.
And Wynetta.
I was also, Apple told me to download it because okay. I have some other food and wine apps. And I can't even give a review because I'm not sure how it works yet.
Okay.
So if anyone does, please tell me how to use it because I'm confused.
Oh, this show is good. I want you to save this show. And next time we did a best of, just play the whole thing without changing a thing.
It could be the next generation of wine apps.
Hathaway, bring us up.
I'm out of apps.
Okay, you're out?
I'm actually
John,
out of apps
are you
today.
Out?
I got one.
Yeah.
I've got one too. Let's go
okay.
ahead.
All right.
Yeah.
So, as you know, I'm a photographer. And one of the things that I try to tell all my budding photographer friends is to shoot in RAW. So when you take a photo with your SLR, you take a photo and it most people save it to JPEG. So it's compressed before it even hits your memory card.
Yes.
So if you shoot in RAW, what it does is it separates out the color information from the photo itself. So if you need to adjust the brightness or exposure, that type of thing, you don't actually ruin the photo. You have a lot more latitude if you shoot in RAW. Mm-hmm. Of course, on our smartphones, we don't have that option until now. There is an app called 645 Pro, and it's basically like a high-end SLR-style camera view, and it lets you shoot in something that's sort of like RAW. You basically would have to sync with iTunes to get the files out, but it actually has the RAW. It actually creates a TIFF file that you can access, and there's a whole bunch of stuff on their website about how to use it and that kind of stuff, but it's really kind of cool.
What does the 645 refer to?
They use all these different numbers to simulate various types of cameras and film stocks and things like that. And so it's their naming convention stuff. It's probably something that I don't understand, like Leica or something like that. But it's a really cool app. Lets you shoot in black and white and things like that. So, but it's not like Instagram where you apply it after the fact. You make the decisions beforehand. You shoot your photos, and then all that color and photo data is there, and you can extract that out.
What about the amount of, how large do those files get?
They get big.
Camera memory is very...
They do get big.
Yeah. Okay.
So you need to have lots of room and just be mindful of that. But if you're interested in taking, you know, photos playing with them, with your smartphone, it's a great app to play with.
There we go. It's called 645, what is it?
645 Pro. It's a couple dollars, I think.
645 Pro. Joe, what did you have?
$299.
Last one I'd mention would be A to Z Hockey Terms. Comes from a fellow who's written a book, actually, A to Z Hockey Terms. And it's interesting, even though hockey is, you know, in the far future for us, I think it's still pretty good for amateur sports. It talks about terms. It's got pictures of every type of penalty and what referee moves are. It's got examples of the rink. It's got examples of trophies and what the trophies are about.
Oh, so it's for the person that doesn't know anything about hockey.
Completely.
A to Z hockey terms. A to Z hockey terms. That's right.
And it's really interesting. I think if you didn't know a lot about hockey, it's a good app to review and you'd learn quite a bit. And I think it's probably got a lot of legs in the future.
Or the rest of us, when NHL finally comes back, we can bone up because we'll have forgotten by the time we see hockey again.
It's even got the Canadian and American anthem if you didn't know the words and you wanted to stand up and sing in front of your television set or at the arena.
A to Z hockey terms.
Is there a definition for Bettman in there? Does it have like a picture of...
The count? One U.S. franchise, two U.S. franchise. I've got one more app. I love Craigslist. I'm a Craigslist guy. And there's an app called Craigslist Plus for the iPhone and iPad, which is basically a Craigslist amalgamator, but it structures Craigslist so you can read it, because the problem with Craigslist on your smartphone is if you're going through the native browser is the text is so tiny you can't read anything, you can't find anything. So Craigslist Plus is it's got all of the different categories, and it lists it out and allows you to filter by photo or not, and the key is it will allow you to put in keywords and it will search for you, so it will try and find things in the future for you, which is, I think, very, very cool. So Craigslist Plus, I think, was 99 cents on my iPhone. That's the final word today on apps, unless anybody has one last thing that they had to get in. No, good. That's excellent.
Who won, Steve?
Who won? Let me take a look back at the list. Is it my call? I have to say that I think Expensify by... Who did that? Oh, Steve. that would be me. I don't know. The ones that I liked a lot, I kind of got a kick out of Can You Buy a Drink? Is interesting. That one. What do you think?
Soft and chewy.
Soft and chewy? Yeah. Soft and chewy.
I'm not much of a baker. I can cook, but I'm not much of a baker. But if I wanted to make a specific kind of chocolate chip cookie.
I'm going to give it to Beeler. Digital Duds. That's it. With the Halloween theme coming, with the planning for Halloween, Digital Duds, taking your smartphone and turning it into a Halloween costume. That one, if I have to make a choice. So you're saying Soft and Chewy.
Soft and Chewy.
Okay.
It'll last, that app will last. You know, once Halloween's over, who cares about that app anymore?
You can prank people with it, though.
That's true.
Yeah, you could use it for other things.
Cookies last forever, though. Cookie recipes.
Cookies last about 5 minutes.
Cookie recipes last forever.
That is all the time that we have this week for the show. drop by our website, dottotech.com. There you can take a look at our past shows. You can listen to this show again, should you choose. And we will have, as best as I can, the entire list of all of the different apps that we looked at on this fine and memorable episode of Dottotech. That's really all the time we have. So next week, it's going to be back to regular programming. Art Factora is my producer. I'm Steve Dotto. We have Joe Wozni, Dave Hathaway, John Beeler, and Megan has been hanging out in the background and sending me the odd text to just try and throw me off. I am Steve Dotto, and I thank you very much for spending this time with us today.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.